Travel's really very difficult at the moment. There are lots of countries that are taking very strict steps to reduce the possibility of some of the new, potentially more troubling variants coming into their country. That's the South African variant, the UK variant, and the Brazilian variant. And I'm not sure that there are too many places where South Africans can travel with great ease at the moment. Simply, oh, yes, my 72-hour negative PCR test. I'm a South African. Welcome. That's not too much part of our lives at the moment. But we go to our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray, in London. Gavin reports that South Africa was going to be put on a list of nations whose citizens arriving in the UK would have to quarantine at their own, that is, the South African citizens' expense, in a UK-designated hotel. Has that been confirmed?
It hasn't at the moment. This has been one of the worst-kept secrets, and I think it's because the government thinks it's going to be, first of all, take quite a time to put into place, so they don't want to be made to look stupid and say something and then find it's going to take a month to actually put in place. But at the same time, I think they're really just checking out how the plans would work in practice. So we are now expecting them to be announced later today. It was supposed to be yesterday. And now, just in the last couple of minutes, we now hear it might not be until tomorrow. But we really are expecting the details of the plan, John, to very much monitor what you've just said. So passengers would be picked up at the airport by a government-run bus. The bus would then take them to a hotel, you would have to stay there for 10 days. That's both British passport holders and visitors to the country if they come from South Africa or neighboring countries and Brazil and neighboring countries. At the end of that 10-day stay, they would be effectively given a bill.
Okay. And this is, not official, but you're pretty certain that it is going to become official in the next 24 or 48 hours.
Yes. They've been talking about this for so long. Many have been demanding it for an age as well. We today have had our death toll reach a really grim milestone here, John. It has passed 100,000 deaths since the pandemic began. And that is really now turning the screw on the government to come up with some tougher action. And I think that's why it is delayed about this. And now I think its hand has been forced, frankly. There have been nearly 104,000 deaths since the pandemic began, according to the national statistics. And the reason now it's a big jump is because those figures are based on where the pandemic is mentioned on death certificates. The government's daily figures, which are slightly lower, and we expected the 100,000 mark to be passed later this week, they rely on positive tests. And as I said, those figures are slightly lower.
Gavin, any sense of what this might cost me? I have a 10-year UK visa which expires in the middle of the year. So I think it's extremely unlikely that I'm going to make it to the UK before then. And I don't know if I'm going to want to go through the hellish rigmarole and cost of getting a new British visa, so I might well never stand in Trafalgar Square again. Would be very sad. But say, okay, I'm going in May while this restriction is still in place. Any idea of what that government-designated quarantine would cost me in UK punt?
No, that again is one of those figures we don't have. But I think it's fair to say if you're there for 10 days and you're paying for the transport, I can't believe it won't be anything less than the hundreds of South African rand, indeed, if not up into the thousands, I would have thought. But maybe the government is looking at subsidizing or block booking a hotel, getting a cheaper deal, we don't know. Let's be optimistic, John. We do hope we see you on these shores, though I do think you're right. It is probably unlikely to be before May if you want to try to avoid these rules. And it is the loosening of these rules that we believe are coming in tomorrow or later today, which is where the travel industry is really, really concerned, because they think once these measures are in place, it's actually quite difficult for the government to turn around and say, OK, well, it's safe now to stop doing that. Because at the moment, frankly, that word safe, well, it's something none of us as journalists like using because, of course, you can't guarantee the safety of people doing that. But either way, I think now the government very determined to show that it is taking a much tougher stance after the reaching of this hallmark figure.
And Gavin, I suppose there'll be very significant fines for people who try to avoid this and sneak out of the hotel on after the first morning and go and stay with friends and then come back in on the last day. I presume that it's a program that will be monitored to make sure that it isn't escaped.
Oh, I think there will be guards at the entrance to the hotel and at the fire doors and on the corridors. I would imagine that's how they're going to have to operate it, rather similar to the system that's been operating in New Zealand for a while. But, you know, even in New Zealand, in the hotel that was restricted, they did have people managing to sneak out, to go through the staff kitchens, to go through fire escapes and so forth. So you're right, it's extremely difficult to isolate people. But my understanding is they are looking at the logistics of actually getting a coach right to the door of the aeroplane or right to the door of the pickup conveyor belt, as it were, in order to really isolate those coming from these countries and make sure they don't mix and make sure that they simply can't get off the flight and then get lost in the system. But it's quite a logistical nightmare because, of course, you've not only got the luggage, you've got customs and border force officials all to comply and all to agree on a system that they think is safe.
Hectic stuff. I can't imagine that too many South Africans are going to want to subject themselves to that, Gavin Gray. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us from London. And, I mean, really, 10 days at your own cost in an hotel. I mean, I don't know, I haven't stayed in a hotel in and around London for a while. £100 a day, £1,000. That would it cost? 20,000 rand plus the ticket, plus the transport. Yo, I can't imagine that too many South Africans are going to say, all right, I'm keen enough to go to the UK to want to take on board those kinds of restrictions.